USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he talked with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they may join NATO.
We had a good conversation, and they expressed their interest and desires relating to security. And there'll be more to report on that shortly.
He did not elaborate during the chat with reporters at the White House. Finland and Sweden are reportedly angling to join NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened Finland with unspecified retaliation if it joins NATO. A House panel is investigating the nationwide baby formula shortage. The Oversight Committee is pressing manufacturers on steps they're taking to address the issue. This as Republicans are accusing the Biden administration and Democrats of being late and slow regarding a response to the issue. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
House Republicans are wanting some answers regarding the coronavirus pandemic.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activist teachers' unions to undermine school reopenings.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau. An asteroid bigger than the Empire State Building will have a brush with Earth this weekend. NASA saying the potentially dangerous space rock will fly by our planet Sunday evening at more than 18,000 miles per hour. They describe it as potentially dangerous because it will get within 3.5 million miles of Earth. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing, Chief of Space Force General John Raymond outlines his request to improve the Space Force.
To remain the world's leader in space, this president's budget request prioritizes space and invests $24.5 billion to ensure our assured access to and freedom to maneuver in space. The largest share is research, development, testing, and evaluation funding, almost $16 billion to modernize our forces.
General Raymond adds a portion of the funds will go towards a more resilient and mission-capable missile tracking and missile warning force system design. There's a nationwide shortage on baby formula, which is being caused by the shutdown of the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan in February, following reports of illness in infants and two deaths. Appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida discusses the photos she received of warehouses full of baby formula at the border despite the in-store shortage nationwide.
These agents themselves have families, and they have family members that can't get this baby formula in the stores in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, yet they go to work and they're unloading pallets of baby food out of the back of tractor trailers.
And finally, President Biden once again spending his weekend at his Newcastle, Delaware residence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.